Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Larry, who tags Vosmick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. Kramer scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.